Paddington is the GOAT. This is just undisputed.
Dude, we watched it when I was in Arizona for vacation.
I'm doing a little bit of audio testing right now, so we are recording this conversation, but it won't be edited.
Okay. When we went on vacation in Arizona, we watched Paddington 1 in whole... It was a crowd pleaser. Everyone immediately was like, run the second one.
Run it back, boys. Run that shit back.
We just ran the second one.
Run that shit back. All right. In 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Ryan Reviews the Universe, bringing you the best takes for the best times for you, the best people. I'm your host, Ryan Masoncup. And with me this week are gaming correspondents, melee correspondents, like Smash Brothers correspondents, Colin and Oaks.
Yeah, I'd say Smash Brothers. We kind of play them all, honestly.
Yeah, we play them all.
There you go. Good. You guys are both in the Indianapolis, Greater Indiana, Midwest scene a bit. Colin, I know you do a little bit of casting, and then Oaks, you just play in the tournaments, all that fun stuff.
I'd be gaming.
Yep. For those of you listening who don't know anything about Smash Brothers, it is a fighting game that I want to say came out in the late 90s, created by Masahiro Sakurai, who also created Kirby series. It's created by Nintendo. It relies a lot on nostalgia. It kind of shows off all of like the main characters that Nintendo has, be that Pokemon, be that Link and Zelda, Bowser, Mario, that kind of deal.
Sure, the All-Stars.
The All-Stars, yeah. All-Stars in Nintendo. Anything you guys think I should add to that description?
No, I think that fits it pretty well. Just like the later stuff is, you know, goes a little bit past the Nintendo mascots and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think overall that's pretty much what it is. Just like a fighting game that is just was started to just like highlight all of Nintendo's IPs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it kind of just kept getting more and more popular.
And it wasn't originally intended to have as competitive a scene as it does now.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It's just a party game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there were all these crazy items, like this baseball bat you could just whack at your buddies and just fly them off the stage.
Yes, sir.
For those who don't understand, each life is considered like a stock.
A stock.
Yeah. Traditionally, people have... Four stocks.
It depends on the game you're playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in Melee, it's 4 stocks.
Okay.
In Ultimate, it's 3 stocks.
Smash 4 was 2 stocks. Brawl was 4 stocks.
I think Brawl was 3 stocks. Brawl kind of went through some...
Brawl was weird.
So was 64. 64.
64 was 5 stocks at one point. I think it still is 5 stocks, actually.
Bro, they've gone between like 4 and 5 stocks and like... The 2010s and the 2020s, I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, they've been going through it.
Colin and Oaks are referencing the different iterations of the game. To my knowledge, there are only 5 of them. The first one is just Super Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. Then there was Melee, which is the first one that I had played and probably the most enduring and the most beloved.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Then there was Super Smash Brothers Brawl, which came out for the Wii. Then there was Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U and the 3DS, which no one really talks about.
They refer to that game as Smash 4. Yeah, okay, it's a 4th series in the game, and it was like Smash 4 Wii U, Smash 4 3DS, so people call it Smash 4.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then the most recent title, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, which I feel like we'll talk a decent amount about as well.
Yeah. Like, I think most people I know, like, I don't know about you, Oaks, but, like, so everyone in this house, the barn,
yeah,
we all know each other through Smash. Like, I know Oaks because of Smash Tournaments, I know Danny because of Smash Tournaments, I know Monty because of Smash Tournaments. Mm-hmm. And I met Oaks in the previous game, so Smash 4.
Okay.
And I don't think a lot of people understand is, like, I got into the scene because of the doc. Smash Dock.
It's that same mirror.
Like, people don't know what the Smash Dock is. It was this giant project by, what's his name, Samox?
Yeah, Samox.
Samox. And he made a documentary of the history of competitive Melee. And at the time, like, me and the homies loved Smash, always played Smash.
I'm saying, playing Smash 24/7, grew up with Smash.
I didn't even know that there were tournaments, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. I stumbled upon the Smash Dock on, like, Reddit or something, and I was like, what? This is crazy.
Dude, I'm pretty sure my intro into Smash was watching Chillin' Dude get 5-0'd by Levin. I was watching that on YouTube. I think it just showed up my recommended. I was like, bro, what is this? Is this a tournament? tournament for this game?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Like, and the lore goes really hard. Colin's mentioning the Smash Brothers documentary, which came out in 2013. It was a 9-part docuseries written and directed by Sam Ox, I want to say. Is that right? Yeah. There were 9 episodes, 7 of which detailed and covered the lives and the rise and fall of certain people within the scene, including Isaiah, who was one of, like, the original GOATs. Ken, which was one of the original GOATs.
First, Isaiah was like the first Captain Falcon player.
Yeah, the first guy that could actually move with the character and make him look good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, towards the end, it kind of goes into M2K and Mango, who are one of the two of the five gods, which is like a term that's kind of like encompasses, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, encompasses like the people who would dominate a lot of the circuit towards the late 2000s to like late 2010s.
Yeah. All right. So I really want to emphasize like how ahead of the curve they were than other players.
Oh, yeah.
Really quick. It wasn't just most tournaments. When those five players were active.
And those five players were.
Those five players are Mango, PPMD, Hungrybox.
Otherwise known as Mr. PP.
Dr.
PP, yeah.
Dr. PP. There's Hungrybox, Armada, and Mewtwo King.
Yeah.
And if those five were in attendance, any of them, they didn't lose a tournament. It was like from 2009 to like 2017 or some shit, bro.
2017 seems a little far, but at the same time,
2016, like,
actually, maybe you're right.
Because, bro, Armada didn't drop a tournament to anybody, bro.
That's true. When did Armada retire?
Like, bro, he retired like, because him and Leffen played Evo, and that's when Leffen got his Evo. So I think he was like 2017, 2018, that's around his retirement.
But like, pretty much, yeah. What I was saying is like, if they were there, that one of them would win the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
At this point, it's kind of a, but like, at this point, the term doesn't really mean anything because there's only two players that are still active.
Yeah.
Mango and Hungrybox.
Mango and Hungrybox. And they're still like some of the best players.
Oh, they're both still top 10 players.
Like, they could still win tournaments to this day.
Sponsored by Team Liquid and Cloud9, I believe.
Yep.
To answer your question, I've got it up that Armada's last big major was back in 2017.
Okay, so
okay, yeah,
I'm sure 2017 was probably when we started seeing.
I think
other
Plup,
people winning.
I think Plup had a major
majors.
By that point.
Yeah, for sure.
Leffen, maybe.
Yeah,
Leffen
won
Evo.
Yeah, he won Evo
over Armada, right?
Yeah, he's won a bunch of other champs before that.
So like,
too.
People were starting by that point. The time Armada retired, people were starting to.
They were starting to catch up.
To catch up, and I think PPMD was already retired by then too.
Yeah, he was.
So, but like, there was a solid probably. What, like
five.
3 or 4 years where...
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years.
No
like
one could win a tournament except for the five gods.
Mm.
Literally.
And that shit was crazy. Nowadays, there's not really any god status because, like, there's a lot of contenders that can
win
tournaments.
Everyone's cracked. Everyone's just cracked. It's,
yeah.
Like,
so, like, I would... Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, just, like, there's a lot more resources to the game now. Like, you know, this game's from, like, 2001 Melee.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it's been around for legitimately 20 years.
Yep. Yeah,
20
it's
plus
really
years.
Old. So, like,
which
it,
is crazy.
It could almost rent a car. Almost.
Almost.
Which is absolutely absurd for most video games. Most video games, like, the new game comes out and everyone leaves the scene for the old game for the new game, which just has not been the case for Melee at all.
Yeah, it just won't die.
Yeah, it just won't die.
A lot of people don't understand that concept either. Because, like, whenever I tell people, like, when I first started dating Naya, my girlfriend, and she would see, like, me watching, like, Melee VODs or whatever, she'd be like, this isn't the game that you play. Like, why do people play this game? It looks so old. I'm like, well, it is old, but it's so much different than Ultimate, which is the current game.
So different.
Like, there are mechanics in Melee that don't exist in any other Smash game.
Yeah.
And so, like, that is, like, the main reason. Because, like, to you and I as kids playing Melee, we didn't know
any of that stuff. No, there were all these secret, like, techniques that I didn't really find out about until, like, one of my buddies, Steven, he was the only guy who knew how to actually wave dash. And then I learned about wave dashing through the Smash Brothers documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like all these other things and I would practice them and try them. And sure as shit, I wasn't able to do them even then.
No, it's hard.
But yeah, it's extremely hard as hell. The skill ceiling for Melee and a lot of the other Smash games is absolutely insane.
No, yeah, it's daunting. Like, I think that's what draws a lot of people into it too, because they're like, I think it pushes a lot of people away nowadays. But I think in the beginning, it drew a lot of people to be like, "Whoa, this game's hard."
Yeah. No,
like,
literally,
this game's actually hard to do what you want to do in it.
It's a very easy like party game. No, yeah, it's a stupid.
You're right.
But it's also
easy to pick up. Hard to master.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, the controls are very simplified. Like, probably one of the most simplified, like, fighting game controls you'll find out there. Like,
yeah.
What were your guys' first exposure with the Super Smash Bros. Franchise?
I'll let you go first. Alright,
I'm pretty sure, this is like when I was like a kid, I think the very first time I touched the game was like, I was at a church function, and I believe it was like a summer picnic. Me and Boost were there, and like some guy just brought his CRT, which is like an old school television, and like his GameCube. And he just handed us his controllers. He was like, "Go nuts, bro." We were playing that shit, and we're like, "Bro, this is gas." And like the next summer later, we go to our cousin Caleb's house. He got Melee. So we're gaming that too. So like all throughout childhood, then like my cousins got Brawl when it came out. Mm. And then so like we were just playing all throughout childhood.
Dude, my first exposure. So my first home console was an N64. And we never had a GameCube. So,
ooh. Oh, so you were playing original then.
Dude, we played original. So my first exposure was playing the one on N64. I played Kirby. Riley, my brother, played Fox.
Yep.
And it wasn't even fair because like I could barely even hold a controller. I was like 2 years old. And, and he would just be playing Fox and he'd just be shitting on me. And that was like my, like when I think of Smash, like when I first started, I just remember me playing Kirby, Riley played Fox, and him just like up airing me over and over. And I can't, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I only knew how to like up B to like come back. That's it. But like,
we're not a joke.
But then I do remember my first exposure to Melee. Dude, my first exposure to Melee was magical. Like, there was no internet, there was nothing.
Nothing.
Dude, the only time I ever see anything was I went to the library and I saw like a Nintendo Power magazine. But I even see Melee from that. My brother was at his buddy's house and we went to go pick him up and we went inside for a little bit and they were playing Melee. And dude, I was like, I know this game, but it's Bowser's in it.
He was like,
they were playing on net.
Wait,
on
the, was Bowser not in the original?
Not.
He was
really?
Not. Dude, huh. They were playing on net, the stage from Earthbound with like all the buildings, and I was like, whoa, it was Ness, Bowser, Peach, and someone else. I was like, whoa, this isn't the game I know. And they're like, yeah, this is Melee. It's on the GameCube. And I'm like, whoa, dude, this is so cool. And I never had a GameCube. So I went back home and just kept playing N64. Like, I love that. I played N64 so much. Like, I would just play single player by myself so much. But then the homie Ben, who lived in my neighborhood, he had Melee. Shout out to Ben. So I would go to Ben's house and play Melee with him all the time, bro.
Yo, shout out Ben.
I just played Kirby, dude. Back then, I was just Kirby, dude. I loved the Kirby series. But I played hella Melee. And then I remember, like, because I loved Smash so much. And then I remember when the Wii came out. You know, this is like starting to get when like I have internet and shit. I can like actually fucking find out about stuff. And I'm like, bro, Brawl's coming out.
Yes, sir. Brawl's coming out.
That shit was leaking. I was seeing the cutscenes.
Were you on Smash Dojo?
I don't remember, but I remember seeing the cutscenes leaking for Brawl from Japan. And I was like, me and my brother saved our money up together and we got a Wii on the release of Brawl. And there's only one left. We called Walmart. We called fucking Kmart. We called GameStop. There's one left at the Franklin, at the GameStop in Franklin, which is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And we fucking, my mom drove real fast. We went over, got it, got Brawl. Just played the shit out of Brawl, dude. Loved that game.
I still remember my Brawl opening story, dude. We like, so me and Beast, like, we were playing like a Smash with our cousins, like Alonzo and D, and they had Brawl. They had a Wii. And bro, we're gaming on this. We're like, bro, this is the best game ever.
Dude,
like, it just hits so crazy, bro. It hits like nothing else. So we're like, mom, we need a Wii. Bro, next Christmas rolls around, we're opening presents. Bro, she hands me like, or like, I reach on the tree, grab like a little DVD box. I'm like, mom, can I open this one? She's like, yeah, you can open that one. I open it. It's a Brawl. I'm like, keep in mind, I don't have a fucking Wii. So I'm like, mom, He's like, oh, sorry, that's for your cousin. I'm like, oh, my fault.
No!
So then, like, 5 minutes later, open the Wii. I'm like,
yeah!
He's like, yeah, that's yours. I'm like, yeah! Yes, sir, yes, sir. Now, me and Bruce played Brawl all night. Fuck the other presents, bro. We played Brawl all night.
Oh, my gosh. I want to say my first exposure was... I was really, really late into the game. My first exposure was Brawl. My first console ever was the Wii. Which is weird, but, like, whatever. So I had Brawl. We played it a little bit very, very, like, nonchalantly with my little brother. Didn't think that much of it because it would just be me versus him. And Jacob, at the time, was not that good at video games.
He was beating his ass.
I was beating his ass. So, like, three, 4 years later, he's cooking my ass in FIFA left, right, and center. That's besides the point. Jacob is just better than me at video games at that point in time. But... freshman year of high school, there was this thing called Drink Shop. And Drink Shop was this school-sanctioned, like, sell Coke cans, sell candy bars, and all the proceeds would go to, like, the student council, and they would dole that amount to, like, all the clubs and whatnot. But the people who ran Drink Shops had this old-timey TV and a little GameCube, and when they weren't just selling their little wares... they were playing Melee. And I was buddies with some of the guys in Drink Shop. Shout out Brian Pulaski. Shout out Dimitri. Shout out Stephen Flickner. All those guys. And I started getting into Melee. And I was like, oh shit, this is really fun. And yeah, that's kind of history from there.
Dude, yeah. That's...
it's just kind of magical.
Dude,
because
you
realize...
pick it up and you're like, dude, yeah, there's no other game like this.
Yeah. Dude, there really isn't. Really was and especially at that time.
I'm saying, nowadays, like, you have, like, a bunch of, like, different, like, publishers, like, coming out, like, with their own, like, interpretation of, like, what a platform fighter could be. But, like, bro, back then, it was only Smash.
And even so back then, a lot of platform fighters, you have... set ultimates. You put in certain keys and then your ultimate spits
out.
Yeah,
like other fighting games, like you
Street Fighter.
Combo, like you do the input, the correct sequence, like, yep, like this super or this combo will happen every single time without fail.
Mm-hmm.
But in Smash, it's not like that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, there is kind of ultimates within Brawl with the...
Smash Ball.
The Smash Ball or whatever, but like that wasn't tournament legal or anything.
Yeah.
They considered it an item.
All items off in tournaments. Items are only for, like, fun when you're playing with your little cousins and whatnot.
Yes, sir. With some men out here.
Also, exactly. Also, certain maps are restricted within the game themselves because they might give certain characters an undue advantage or whatnot as well.
There's a bunch in Melee where Fox could just shine you off the stage and you just, like, he could just shine you over and over and over again until you walk off the stage and die.
Yeah, they call them walk-offs just because he would literally just combo you into the blast zone and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, like, there would be a stage where, like, it was, like, fully flat, and if you walked all the way to the right, you would get to a blast zone and you would just die. So you could just, like, run off and kill yourself. So that meant that Fox could just shine you forever until you just die. He could shine you all the way across the stage and you die. So they had to ban... like, a lot of stages. And there's also just, like...
there were also characters that were banned at some point as well, because...
yeah, in certain games.
In certain games. Like, Melee and Brawl, for a while, like, there were... this was before patch updates were a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there were some... like, the meta always changes from Melee, which I feel like is also kind of adds to the fact that it has the longevity that it does. But with Brawl in particular... I feel like there was one character who, right out the gate, everyone was like, oh, he is, by and large, so much more powerful than everyone else on the map.
Yes,
and that was a character from the Kirby franchise, Meta Knight, right?
Yeah. Meta Knight, dude. Brawl is a, like, travesty of a competitive game. Like, Brawl is super fun casually, and, like, sometimes me and the homie Percy will hop on Brawl and just, like, mess around.
Yeah.
It's a really fun game. But, dude, so, like, you know how tier lists in fighting games are determined by, like, how strong a character is, right?
And typically these tier lists, for those who don't know, range from SS to F tier.
Yeah. So it's just basically judging how good and viable a character is to use in a tournament setting, Brawl's tier list is not based... And I might be wrong on this. So any Brawl heads... Because I didn't compete in Brawl. I was like 7. So Brawl heads, don't come at me, but I'm pretty sure this is how it is. I'm pretty sure the Brawl tier list is not based off of how viable a character is. It's based on how viable a character is at beating Meta Knight.
Really?
That's how meta-defining Meta Knight was as a character. So he could use his up air 4 times. An up air is like your upward aerial attack. If you press up and A, you'll do an upwards aerial attack for any people who don't know Smash lingo. He could do this one move. He could jump once, do the move 4 times before Ganon could do a single move. That's how broken he was. He could get 4 moves out before Ganon could get 1 aerial out.
I'm looking at the tier list right now. It has Meta Knight as SS. And then
double S. He's the only double S character ever.
Yeah. He's like definitively the best Smash character to ever exist. Like without a doubt.
S tier is Ice Climbers, which I didn't realize Olimar, Ice Climbers, and Diddy Kong were that good.
Oh yeah,
they were crazy. Dude. Diddy Kong had infinite. He had 2 bananas, bro.
It's crazy because if Meta Knight wasn't in that game,
dude,
that game's top cast is so broken.
So degenerate, dude, bro.
Dude.
Meta Knight Loki keep you this game in chat.
Dude,
Loki.
Like, dude, that game, dude, so Ice Climbers has a thing. Where, so I don't know if anyone knows like Ice Climbers, but it's basically you control Popo and then
Nini.
And then
he's in a wild voice.
And then he has his like sister or whatever, I don't know, Nana, and she like follows you around.
Bro, that's his girl.
Sure. Is it his girl?
No, they're brother sister.
I think I've always known that's his girl.
It's never been clarified.
No, we actually don't know.
It's never been clarified. But anyways, Nana like she performs your movements on like a delay, right? So what this allows to happen, and this was in Melee too. In Melee, it's called wobbling. In Melee, it's the most degenerate thing ever, and it is now
so evil.
It is now banned, but it was a legal technique for a really long time where if you grab someone,
oh, you would just combo grab, right?
Yeah, you would grab them and they would just die.
You would grab them and they could not escape from your grab, so that means that you could just pummel them forever, and then you could true combo it into Nana's kill attack.
And that's over the tempo.
All you had to do was get a grab. There was a timing for the pummels. So if you grab someone and then you press A or Z, which is the grab button, you do a pummel, so you punch them, whatever, while you're grabbing them.
Is combo grabbing just illegal for every character now? Or is it just for...
It's only for them because there's 2 of them. So while one of them is grabbing you, the other one is just free to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, and you can't escape it.
You can't move.
So usually how it works, if you get grabbed and they're pummeling you, you can mash any button and you can escape the grab.
Yeah, you can get out of the grab.
Okay.
But for so I don't know exactly why it works for this wobbling in Melee, but if they grab you and they're doing the wobble, you can't escape no matter what until they either fuck up their timing, which top Ice Climbers players never fucked up their timing.
They don't fumble.
So it really just meant that if you got grabbed by Ice Climbers, you just die.
So that's why Ice Climbers was S tier in that game.
Well, in Brawl, so in Melee, they were considered like decent because they had the wobble, right?
Yeah.
But then wobble got banned. They kind of fell off. In Brawl, they didn't have wobbles, but they had something pretty much exactly the same. They were handoffs.
Same shit, different toilet.
So instead of grabbing and pummeling with Nana, you would grab with Popo. Then you would throw, and then you would grab with Nana. And so you would just hand off.
They're just playing past each other.
They're just passing it back and forth, and then you could combo to a smash and get a kill. So, like, it was the same shit in Brawl, where if you got grabbed by Ice Climbers,
you
just died. So that's why, like, without Meta Knight, I think Ice Climbers would have been the best character in the game.
They would have.
But Brawl, like... So there were talks of banning Meta Knight for a really long time, and I think
I think
some locals did, but like on a national and international level, Meta Knight was never banned because Japan fucked with Meta Knight
They love Meta Knight, bro. They said we're not coming to these tournaments. Were they just if they banned Meta Knight?
Were they just big Kirby stands over there? Like, did they just love?
Okay, so this has always been a thing, but like. I feel like Japan has always been like sticklers and like not really changing the rules in their games.
Yeah,
like
I don't know exactly.
Not even just that, but like modding their games and like.
Well, I
want to
say
like,
they played with items for a while before.
It's like, in America, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
America
okay.
did.
Yeah, America did.
But I don't know exactly why. We also tend to cater to Japan a lot.
We do.
I don't know exactly why. I think because they just have such a strong player base that, like, the overall scene, the people who make the rules didn't want to lose them from majors.
Yeah.
The same, we had a similar issue happen in Ultimate recently with Steve. Steve was, like, talking about being banned and was banned on, like, a national level a little bit, but Japan stopped coming to those tournaments because Steve was banned.
Yeah.
So they unbanned him.
Yeah,
so,
right now, S plus for SSBU is, or Smash Ultimate, whatever. Steve and Sonic S plus. Game & Watch, Snake, I have no idea who this is, and then ROB, Rob, Aegis? Pythra?
Pyromithra. They just call her Pythra for sure.
I have no idea who this...
They're from Xenoblade.
Yeah, Xenoblade.
Okay, gotcha.
They're a DLC character. They can switch between two separate characters.
And those are all the people in S tier.
Yeah, this
I'm not familiar with this game at all. I am just a melee kid.
That character is annoying.
Stop saying that character is so annoying.
That will come back up. But also, I want to talk about... So, like, yeah, we just went on a Brawl and Melee rant for a second,
yeah.
But...
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Like, those were the first two games. I'm sure we'll go back to Melee at one point because, like, that's the one I have the most experience with. So, but you were saying...
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how I got into competitive Smash.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, too.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
So, I, like a lot of kids, I'm a doc... They call it a doc kid.
Yeah.
It was a generation of Smash competitive Smash players that got introduced to the competitive scene
through the documentary.
Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So I was in high school. I watched the doc. When did the doc come out?
2013.
So I watched the doc, I think my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
It had a crazy techno intro, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that song is fire. I think it's called Juicy Fruit.
That song is so fire.
It is.
But I watched the doc, found out about the competitive scene, and from there, I didn't go to any tournaments or anything, but I was watching so much Melee. Like,
same.
I was watching all the tournament live streams.
And granted, Smash almost died before that happened, too.
Literally. It was saved by EVO 2013 and the doc.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, there was a certain... Revival of Melee, Losers Finals, it was Shiz versus M2K.
Oh, yeah.
There was this crazy video where Shiz was doing crazy things with Falco, and then M2K was, Marth or something like that? Is that right?
Yeah, he was Marth.
Yeah, and that video just did numbers on YouTube.
That video went viral on YouTube,
There's actually
a bunch of Smash clips that went viral on YouTube.
Yeah.
The Wombo Combo. Everyone knows Wombo Combo.
So, yeah, the term Wombo Combo does originate or went viral through
Smash.
Through Smash.
Through Melee, yeah.
Through Melee, yeah.
Homemade Waffles on the mic.
Chaz and
Homemade Waffles. But,
You were saying about how you got back into became into competitive Smash.
Yeah. So, I watched the doc, watched Melee for years, like VODs, watched all just like a bunch of like Revival of Melee, watched all the tournament VODs. I would just find a tournament that was posted online and just watch all of the VODs. And then I was like, okay, I kind of want to play Melee. So, I had a Wii, I had Melee, and I started practicing. I was playing Falcon, and I was playing Sheik, and I looked up tournaments in Indianapolis. There was a Reddit thread, this huge Reddit thread, where they had the tournament scenes Facebook group for every state in the U.S. So I went to Indiana, saw that it was based in Indianapolis, and was like, dude, I want to go to this. And at the time, I was in like the media class in high school. So I had access to like cameras, mics, editing software, and I used to make like videos and stuff for the school. And we had a project coming up where you could do whatever you wanted. Usually you had to do like school stuff, like interviewing teachers or coaches, whatever. But we had a project where you could do whatever you want. And I was partnering up with my buddy Steven and my buddy Trent. And I was like, dude, you guys want to do the video over competitive Smash? And they were like, yes.
That's so sick.
This was around when Smash 4 had just come out. Smash 4 Wii U had just released. And I'd been playing that too. So we went to... This was before eBash, folks. Do you remember eBash?
Yeah.
This was before eBash even existed.
Yeah.
What's eBash?
eBash was a gaming cafe in Castleton.
Okay.
And I'll get into eBash in a second. But so we went to the this is the most Smasher thing ever. It was hosted in the basement of a church right off of College Ave. You know where
is it? It's like, near. Don't tell me it's the one on 46th and College.
I forget what church it is. I think it is.
That's crazy.
I think it is.
So it's one right across from Root and Bone and the Red Line Station.
Okay, not that one. Shit, it's not 46th. It's it was down the street. What's it? Oh shit, I forget what street it is.
If you think of it, come back to it.
I don't know what street it is.
Is that what you know, people in the community generally call themselves, Smashers or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Smashers, yeah. Smashers. Yeah. But yeah, the local was hosted in the basement of a church, and me, Trent, and Steven drove up with our cameras, mics, whatever. And we interviewed all of these community figureheads. And at the time, it was Melee, PM, and Smash 4. And those were the tournaments being played there. And
PM?
Project M.
Oh. That's the one where they include all the players from Melee and Brawl, but they kind of like doctored
so,
the... I guess the viability of certain characters.
So it's a mod of Brawl. So it's built in Brawl's engine. But okay. They modded the game to have like Melee's mechanics and Melee's physics. So it plays like Melee, but it's Brawl's graphics.
So it's a faster game.
Yes. It was basically a community made game. It's all community made for Brawl to play like Melee.
And Nintendo does not like Project M, if I recall.
No, they do not like
Project M. They generally don't like the competitive. They also don't like the competitive scene, period, yes. Correct?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
It's,
or do we want to save that for a different part?
It's weird.
They're kind of coming around.
They're coming around, but like not really.
Yeah. They're nowhere near as involved as like other developers like Capcom
or
like NetherRealm or like Riot Games with League or Valorant or like, yeah. It's nothing like that.
They've
Blizzard with Hearthstone.
Like they're touching this shit with like a 9-foot pole, bro.
Me if I'm wrong, Oaks. I don't think in the 23 years that Smash tournaments have existed, I don't think Nintendo has put a single cent into prize pools.
No. Which is
they've given out controllers. Yes, sir.
They've given out jackets.
They get out jackets
and controllers. So
no bread.
No bread. They just
which is insane for competitive.
Like,
video
dude,
games.
And Nintendo is a $1 billion corporation, bro. One of the biggest companies in the world.
Meanwhile, Capcom had a tournament for Street Fighter VI where the winner made $1 million.
A million.
This isn't to say that prize pools have been exactly small in Melee.
Yeah, like we've had some heaters.
I wouldn't say they're small, but in comparison to every other esport,
it's
minimum wage.
It is
prize pools, bro.
People don't play Melee or Smash for money. Yeah. They play for the love of the game.
Yeah,
which is kind of why I love.
Like if you want, I'm saying
that's why.
I'm saying.
That's why Melee has stuck around for so long because at the end of the day. Even if they're playing for nothing, people will still play Melee. Melee has been through the era of no esport recognition, nothing, and it was still thriving. Like, even to this day, let's say all these sponsors pull out of Melee, everything ends, Melee will stick around no matter what. And that's something every Melee player, like, Mango says it all the time. He's like, even if it's just me and Zane.
Mango is one of those five gods that we referenced earlier.
Yeah. Mango won a tournament, I think, last year and was talking about how, like, because, like, Mango's been playing the game for freaking ever. And he still wins tournaments.
Since, like, 2007 or something.
Which is also impressive because the peaks for a lot of esports athletes is in their mid-20s. And I want to say this guy's. Is he cracked 30 yet?
He's 30. He's 31 or 32. But
approaching
mid-30s. He has the stat of the youngest and the oldest player to win a super major in Melee.
Yeah.
The youngest kind of and oldest. Yeah. He's a go.
So, like, Mango said he won a tournament, I think, in 2023. It might have been this year, actually. And he said, it doesn't matter if Nintendo takes out the cord. There's no money in this stuff. It'll still be me and Zane playing in a grand finals behind a 7-Eleven. Like, and that's just real. Because, like,
people will still probably pull up to that 7-Eleven.
They will, bro.
People were pulling up to a church when I started, bro.
No, real.
People were pulling up to a church. I went to a church with thousands of dollars of camera equipment as a teenager and played Smash and made a video. Like, it's never going anywhere.
Oaks, what was your intro to
the competitive league? I glossed over it earlier, so I was just, like, scrolling YouTube one day, like, as a kid, like, on my phone. It's, like, probably, like, 2014, 2015. That's, like, when I got my first smartphone. So I'm just scrolling through, and I see, like, a video between Leffen, which is, like, he was the first player to be all five of the gods. They call him the God Slayer. And so I'm watching him, and he's playing against a really old school player by the name of Chillin Dude.
Okay, yeah.
And
he's in the Smash Doc, I remember.
He is in the Smash Doc. He was one of the first players to beat Ken.
I remember that. Yeah. He's always wearing a Packers jersey. I hate that guy.
Leffen and Chillin were beefing a lot on Twitter. And it all spiraled into them like having a salty sweet, which is just like pretty much like a game to settle a beef. Like,
are those typically money matches?
Or? Yeah, it was a money match. It was $100. It was a $100 money match.
Yeah.
And Chillin ended up dropping a rap, like a diss track on Leffen.
Yeah. Not lawful. Make these pussies stop talking.
So that was my intro to the competitive Smash. Watching Chillin Dude get his fucking chain ran, lose 5-0 to Leffen. And so I'm like, whoa, this is sick. So just like Prod, I'm going through, watching all the VODs. I think the first tournament that I got to catch live was like Big House.
I watched that tournament live. That was Apex 2015, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was 2015. Yeah.
I watched that tournament live.
And that was the
first
game that had Smash 4 in it, too.
Yeah. I watched that tournament live.
Yeah, so, and then after that, that's when, like, Smash 4 was just coming out. So, like, I remember in high school, I bought his purple 3DS from him just so I could play Smash 4 on 3DS when it dropped. So I bought that, and then Wii U comes out. I don't have a Wii U, so I sell all my games, anything I can find. Dude, I was such a little fiend. I'm like, one of my Snapchat, one of my story, I typed in, does anyone have any old DSs or games they don't want? Bro, I ended up getting like 5 DSs from people.
No way.
Games.
You sold it?
I sold all that to GameStop. Bought a Wii U. Bro, I did that same thing to get my Switch too.
Dude, that's hilarious because I was talking about how me and Riley went in on a Wii when we were kids to get Brawl. Me and Riley went in on a Wii U to get Smash 4.
Goats.
And we played the shit out of Smash 4.
Yes, sir. So I bought the Wii U and Boost had gone off to college. Boost is my brother, by the way. He plays Smash 2.
Yeah.
He'd gone off to college, so like, I'm gaming Smash 4. This is in high school, so. Bro, and like, so I know everyone in our house through Smash 2, except Danny. I've known Danny since the first grade. We like met like on like the bus. Like we were sat next to each other because our last names were close. And we like, you know, just like got a little distant, but like we rekindled our friendship in high school through Smash. Like it was coming out, I saw him playing 3DS so, like off the lunch table. I'm like, bro. You grinding? Like, yeah, I'm grinding. Yes, sir. And then we started talking some more. And then, like, I met all my other homies. Like, in high school, I met the homie Chris, the homie Brayden, Aaron, Artie, and Danny. Mm-hmm. And we got all of us came together and we started, like, a Smash club at our high school. Because, like, we were up in, like, Northwest Indiana. Like, so it's, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes outside of Gary. It's, like, Crown Point, Valpo area. And there wasn't really a scene.
The region, kind of.
Yeah, the region, yeah. There wasn't really a scene in that area.
So really?
Not really. There wasn't really anything. There was like one local. It was hosted at a card shop.
Were most of them over at
most of the
Chicago kind of deal?
Yeah, there was stuff in Chicago, but most of them was like either Indianapolis or Chicago. So okay. We're driving like an hour out, to,
which
like,
isn't to get to isn't easy, kind
of. Yeah, it's not that easy, yeah. Especially like when you're in high school. Like half of us can't drive.
Yeah.
So we started our own Smash Club in high school. We ended up getting like 20 members. So like. Every week, we're just, like, having a weekly. And if we can't finish the bracket, we just go from next week on. And just, like, so we're just running that. And then, eventually, we all graduate. And then, we get a job at this pizza place. And then, this is when Ultimate's coming out. And so, we end up starting a scene there. And there it was, like, at the top. And people would come, get drinks, play Smash. It was sick.
Hell, yeah. And then, when I was at the church, I played... I entered Melee and I entered Smash 4 because Smash 4 for Wii U had just dropped and I got my shit rocked in Melee and I was like, Damn. Because I thought I was, like, getting stuff down. And, like, I could do some stuff.
But everyone thinks they're so not
exactly.
good at their first
no,
round.
No,
no. No, yeah.
Everyone in their little friend group, they've got one guy who's, like, the best in that little friend group.
That was me.
And
that
they
was me.
Think
I was
that's...
Saying, I was me. I was that dude.
They think that that guy is the king. And then the king runs into a different king in a bigger pool.
We're just a small fish, bro. Small fish in a small pond.
Gets their shit rocked.
Dude, it was brutal. And then
classic tale.
But I entered Smash 4 too, and I'm pretty sure I won a round in Smash 4.
Goat.
So in my head, I'm like, well, this is a new game. I'm going to play this game. So I, that was where my competitive Melee career died. It was at my first tournament.
I got into Melee, or I got into Smash wanting to play Melee.
Me too.
Like, so I didn't have a Wii, so I'm like trying to get it on like on my PC. I'm like playing it that way, like emulating it.
And I was
like,
emulating too.
So I'm like, bro, the new one's coming out. I'm just going to play this instead. So, that's the same thing for me.
Would you say that, in general, the people who are good at Melee now are a bunch of old heads?
Well, here's the thing, is that...
Yeah, it's a big mix.
Here's the thing, is that... So, we were talking about how the dock was a huge moment for Melee, because it kind of revived the scene and brought all these new players in. Mm-hmm. There was another huge moment that happened during the pandemic that kind of brought in another new
huge wave of new players.
It was the creation of this software called Slippy. Shout out to what's his name? What is his name?
Fizzy.
Shout out to Fizzy. Dude, have you ever heard of rollback netcode?
No, I have not.
Okay. It's a type of peer-to-peer, it's a type of peer-to-peer connection that is really popular amongst fighting games nowadays.
Okay.
I can't really explain to you how it works or what it does.
Are you just saying that there was an emulator that would work from Melee to Melee throughout the internet?
So, yes. Before Slippy, netcode was an available thing through an emulator called Dolphin. And Dolphin is still used for Slippy as well. But Dolphin is an emulator that lets you emulate GameCube and Wii games.
Mm-hmm.
But, Slippy was made by one dude in his bedroom, and it had rollback netcode. Rollback netcode is like the best netcode for fighting games. It allows the least amount of lag. Even if your connection isn't the greatest, you can still get really good games and really good practice, even if your connection's not that good, because of the way rollback netcode works. Could not tell you exactly how it works. It has something to do with like rolling back.
Yeah, so it's something to do with like predicting your inputs.
Yes. I could not explain to you how it works. All I know is that if you don't have rollback netcode in a fighting game in 2024,
you are trolling.
You're no one's going to play your game.
No one's playing that
shit. No one's playing your game because it's that important. But this emulator came out and it kind of just blew up because now we're in a time where Smash tournaments in general, not just Melee, Smash tournaments across the world are happening.
All shut down.
Because all Smash tournaments are played LAN. Like, there's online tournaments and stuff, but, like, they're not taken very seriously.
And when you say LAN, you mean in person.
Yeah, in person. So, now Slippy comes out. It's this huge thing. Even, it got me back into Melee.
Literally.
I was grinding Melee.
I was grinding Melee during the pandemic.
Me too. And that brought in this new wave of people because now, instead of playing by yourself and you're not being able to judge how good you're getting with your solo practice, you can hop on...
You can play online.
You can hop on Quick Play. It has matchmaking. You don't even have to direct connect anyone.
Whereas before, you always had to, invite the homies over.
Yeah.
Homies over or go through this really long process on Dolphin where you got to input this code and then set the buffer and do all this extra stuff.
Dude, now you could get into a Melee game in 30 seconds.
Literally.
With someone in California, no less. Like,
literally.
Which seems like an obvious thing to someone who, like, you play FIFA or you play Madden. Fortnite, like, easy matchmaking. But because this game is so old.
This game's from 2001.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it was a huge thing. So I would say, overall, the age of Melee players is older than probably the age of, like, Ultimate players. But now it's kind of a mixed bag because now you're seeing, like, 18-year-old, 20-year-old guys playing Melee who are cracked.
And
they call them Slippy Kids.
Really?
Slippy Kids. Just like the Doc Kids, now they're Slippy Kids, which
That's
is this
funny.
New generation of Melee players.
That's funny. And I kind of mentioned this a little bit before, but some games seem to have a very, very stagnant meta. But this just has not been the case for Melee at all.
Ever-evolving, ever-changing meta.
You've got Amso winning majors with Yoshi. You guys mentioned something about DK kind of moving up the ranking pool. Mm-hmm. Do you want to kind of touch on both of those things?
I would love to. I mean, here's the thing is that I've always been a Melee spectator. Same. Like, I've never been a competitor. Like, I would play at the Melee locals in college. Yeah, play some tournaments. Like, whatever. But I always focused on Smash 4 and Ultimate.
Yeah, those are the main games.
But I've always been a huge Melee fan. I always will be.
Always watched it. Never will stop
watching.
If we
get some details wrong, apologize. Because we don't compete in the game. Right? Yeah. So, but DK is considered to be a low tier for, like, the longest time.
And DK is Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. Monkey Man. So... They,
he has no style. He has no grace.
Dude, he was considered bad for a really long time. He's just really slow. Like, and in Melee is a game where if you're slow, you're bad. Like, you need to be fast in that game. So he was considered really bad. But there was this DK renaissance within the past, like, year.
Yeah, where it maybe sparked during COVID, like, with Melee, but... Like during Slippy, but...
But... Recently, there's a player. His name's Junebug. He's been a Melee and PM competitor. He was the best Diddy Kong player in PM.
He was the best PM player.
Oh yeah, he was the best PM player.
He was the number one PM player.
So he's a grinder. He's really good.
And PM is that Project M mod. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
In that game, there was a time where PM was bigger than Melee. By the way,
it was so cool because every single for like most of Smash's life, like. Melee and then like the newer games that would come out, their communities would be kind of separate, but
they are separate.
PM brought them together. Like, you'd have players from Smash, from like Brawl playing PM, and you have players from Melee playing PM, and like it's like, ooh, like they like what's that word,
bro? Homogenized.
Homogenized. Yes, I got you back. Bro, they all came together, bro. They're all playing this mod that was made by the community.
But yeah, so Junebug was a top player in PM, right? And I think he picked up DK as like a challenge.
Yeah, it was a YouTube series that he would did, where he would talk about a character's like competitive
viability.
Viability, like how good they are. He would talk about them going from Melee to Project M, and then like he's done it for like Dr. Mario. He did a video on Roy. He did a video on Doc, and eventually he just landed on DK. He finished the YouTube video and he was like, bro, I'm just having a lot of fun. Like, I don't really want to stop playing DK. Like, fuck the YouTube series. I'm going to keep gaming.
So he started, like, for real grinding DK. And then he started seeing results. He started beating, like, really good players at tournaments. And just, how long ago was this? A month ago, I think?
Okay, so, like, first it was, like, 2 months ago. There was a tournament called, I think it was called Patchwork. It had, like, 109 entrants. And then it featured Salt, which is, like, I think she's 12th in the world. She's like a almost top 10 player in the world.
One of the best Falcons.
Yeah, one of the best Falcons to
ever
do it.
If not the best right now. Yeah. One of those Wizzy.
Yeah, Wizzy.
And Nun's kind of. And S2J.
Yeah, I would say she's the second best behind Wizzy. Like, they're really close, actually.
She's a really technical, very skilled.
I think she's the fastest Captain Falcon out there, bro. She moves so quick.
And in my head, Falcon versus DK seems terrible for DK. Just because Falcon is so fast. But go ahead.
Yeah, but he ends up winning that tournament over Salt, and that was the biggest tournament that Donkey Kong had ever won. And then, literally a month later, he ends up placing in third place at one of the biggest tournaments. No, the biggest tournament of the year, which is Smash Con, or Supernova now. But that, like, DK has just never had a run like that before.
So his third place...
He was consistently low tier when I started playing back in. Yes. This was probably, like... 2013, 2014.
Yeah. So to put it in perspective of how insane this placement is for Donkey Kong, before Supernova 2024, which was just like a month ago, so Junebug got third there with Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
The best placing before that was fourth place at Evo 2004. 20 years ago was the last best Donkey Kong placing. 2004, he got fourth place at Evo. 20 years later, he got third place at Supernova 2024. That's the best placing Donkey Kong has ever had in history.
That's crazy.
And in 2004, I mean, I don't know what that. I forget who it was. The Donkey Kong.
Bro, player. I think the player name was Bum.
I forget what his name.
It was Bum.
But like even for 2004, that's pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, 2004, it's a different meta. You know, it didn't really matter who you're playing.
Bro, it's so much more technical now.
It's very impressive to see that meta shifts like that can still happen. Like
on a game that has not changed as far as
no patches, no game changes at all.
I saw a video recently where they were calling DK the secret DLC character of Melee. Because while he's really slow, he has really good tools against some of the top tiers in Melee. So he can combo Fox really easily, combo Falcon really easily. So he has good tools. He's just on like a slow character. But Junebug can bring those tools out, which is so impressive.
Anything else you guys want to say about the scene and about maybe casting or just entering into tournaments and that much before we swing into this ranking?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention a little bit more about Smash 4 because that's the tournament I started competing in. Smash 4... That was my first love. It's sort of a toxic relationship.
It really is.
Almost like a... what do you call it? Oh, I forget, but... it's a toxic relationship. That game is the most toxic bullshit. Most
degenerate game ever.
Not quite as degenerate as Brawl.
Yeah.
But, dude, the game was played on two stocks, and there was a mechanic...
So two lives.
Two lives. There's a mechanic in that game called Rage. And what Rage did was that the higher percent you were at, your damages, your moves would get a knockback buff.
Yeah, that means like when you hit them, like your opponent will fly further away from you.
So it pretty much means.
So would that mean heavier characters had a bigger buff because they would like?
They would live longer.
They would live longer.
Low key, yes.
Yes, low key.
So like, so what it meant is that you could kill people at ridiculously early percents if you just hung on to that last stock, and it made the game so toxic, bro. Because you could get DK. He was actually good in Smash 4.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. DK was at, he was E tier? No, he's at E tier, I guess.
Yeah, they consider him more of a counterpick character.
What game is that? Is that Ultimate?
It's 4.
Damn, they have him in E tier?
Yeah, they have Sheik, Zero Suit Samus, and then Rosalina and Luma at S tier.
Wait, bro, we gotta find, like I said, there's different.
Oh, no, this is the first tier list.
Yeah,
okay.
So yes. Find
the
most. He got buffed.
Oh, he's at C tier now.
Yeah.
So like, he's like mid tier, which is like very viable.
Bayonetta, Cloud, and Diddy Kong at S tier.
Okay. But that game was degenerate. But that's where I started competing. And
actually, before we go any further, let's just reveal some biases. Who are your guys' mains?
Go ahead.
In like the various games that you guys play.
So in Smash 64, I main Kirby. In Smash Melee, I main Falco. Smash Brawl, I main Pikachu. Smash 4, I main Pikachu. Ultimate, I main Pichu, but I used to be a Pikachu Dr. Mario main as well.
In 64, no main. Don't play that game. In Melee, I main Fox. I'm trying to play some Falco nowadays.
But, yeah!
In Brawl... As a kid, I think I played Toon Link in that game a lot. I played so much Toon Link and Ness. And Fox. I played Toon Link, Ness, and Fox in Brawl. In Smash 4, I played Fox. And then I may have dabbled in some DLC. You know, I played a little bit of Cloud, some Bayonetta. I won't lie. And then in Ultimate, I've been through a lot of characters in Ultimate. But right now, I'm full ahead on the Sora train. Sora, that's my goat, bro.
Gotcha. And then for me, I feel like in Melee, I was always Ganondorf and Captain Falcon. And then when I do play a little bit of Ultimate, it's always King DDD and then still the OGs.
Nice. But
yeah, Captain Falcon and then Ganondorf. Sure. Yeah.
That's a good character pool. Loyal.
I'm loyal boy. Loyal boy. Anyways, continue. Where were we talking about?
Smash 4.
Smash 4, yeah.
But yeah,
First love.
I've got a soft spot for that game. I mean, it started my competitive drive. I wouldn't be living with Oaks if I didn't play Smash 4, you know?
Literally. Like, wouldn't have half the friends that I have today if I didn't play Smash 4.
Real shit. We started a crew in Indianapolis called NG. Shout out to NG.
Bro, we had a Crown Fight crew called Ventricle. Shout out, Ben.
Yeah. So like,
And crew battles were like a...
That was a thing back in the day.
Yeah, that was a thing, dude. NG used to get into some crew battles all the time, man, because there were all sorts of crews in Indianapolis.
Which was like a way of doing competitive Smash where you pool your respective stocks through your group of like, what, 4 or 5
yeah.
or so?
Yeah.
And then your crew would battle the other crew.
And whoever wins with the last stocks remaining wins the crew battle. Yeah, we used to do it all the time, dude. Shout out to NG. And like, none of NG is really active anymore, but like, there's still people I talk to like every day. Every day. So like, love those guys. But Smash 4, huge soft spot. I met so many people, I got a job through Smash 4. Like, shout out to Strobs. Dude, like
Jimmy Johns.
I got a job at Jimmy Johns through Strobs. Met him on like my first weekly in Terre Haute when I was in college. And I was like, dude, I need a job. He's like, I'm the manager of Jimmy Johns. We're playing a set. I worked at Jimmy Johns in high school. He's like, bet, dude, I'll give you a job. Got me a job, dude.
Shout out to Strobs. Sandos, bro.
Strobs is also my casting partner. So whenever we're at a tournament together, we always cast together.
Okay, gotcha.
So I love Strobs.
In casting is play-by-play commentating / color commentating for the game. Yeah. That's just what you guys call that within competitive...
Casting.
Yeah. I never really understood why it was called that in esports rather than just normal.
Like play by play.
Yeah, like play by play, but it's casting and.
Casting, commentating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started commentating this like past year for Ultimate Events since I've been back in the community, and it's been a blast, man. I met some awesome people.
Hell yeah.
And I haven't really I haven't casted anything really outside of Indiana, but any of the Indiana regionals, like the TOs will. TOs are tournament organizers. They'll hit me up and ask me if I want to cast. So I've enjoyed it quite a lot since being back. Because I had quit Smash for a while until we moved back into this house.
Same.
So we moved down the street just 5 minutes away. We were telling you our buddies that live near you.
Yeah.
They're all still active in the competitive scene. And like we moved into this house. We're all ex-Smash players. We're like, dude, we're not going to get back into Smash.
But they, sure enough,
they brought us back.
They brought us back from the dead.
They brought us back, man. So, like, I knew that I was, like, going to get back into it eventually. It just was when. And this house just brought us back. And,
there
like,
you go.
I love the Smash community. I'll always love the Smash community. I think I'll always be a part of it in some sense.
I'll be watching Smashy Bros. Till I die.
Me too. So, like, it's a lifelong thing, you know? Like, we're just out here. We love the game. We love the people that we met through it, you know? But... Shouts to Smash 4, shouts to NG, shouts to Terre Haute community. I started a scene in Terre Haute too when I was in college at ISU called Sycamore Smash. Shouts to Austin, shouts to Sam, shouts to Bengay, shouts to everyone there that put that scene together. We were the biggest club on ISU's campus.
We had,
I think our biggest weekly was like 70 people.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it was awesome, man. I miss those days so much. Shouts to Terre Haute Smash community. Shouts to the Melee guys too. Shouts to PK, Connor, Dompe, Chilo, Goats. But yeah, I love Smash, man. I'll always love Smash.
Are you ready to rank?
Dude, yeah. I might have to give some thought on this, though.
No, all right. Real. All
right.
Sorry, dude, if we're talking, dude. I could just talk about this forever.
I could yap about Smash.
I'll probably guys have you guys on for a different episode if we could just continue talking or something.
Really? We could get the rest of the boys on.
Yeah, dude. We could get some of our other guys. Like, Dalton used to compete in Melee. I wish Dalton could have came.
Dalton's really good at Smash. And when he was playing Melee, he was a top 10 player in Indiana.
Really?
Yeah, he was really good.
He was just really good. Huh. And he switched to Ultimate now, and now he's a top 10 Ultimate player in Indiana.
Have I met him? Did I meet him when I went to that tourney over at Hotel Tango?
Dude, I don't think he was there.
I don't think he was there, actually.
Our homie Danny was there. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I know Danny.
Other Danny. There's a Danny at the other house.
Oh, okay.
Other Danny. Danny Fantasma. Gotcha. You met him. Big, tall Mexican guy. The goat. But shouts to Danny. Shouts to Dead Zone. The Dead Zone's the house. We call it the Dead Zone. It's right down the street with all our homies. But,
But they host a weekly there, bro.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even mention that.
No. They host a weekly every Tuesday out of their house.
Yeah, every Tuesday they have an Ultimate weekly out of their house.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I go every Tuesday.
Yeah, we go. We pull up, game.
Yeah.
Me and Oaks had to play. By. Fuck.
Dude, you should.
We just played last week.
Me and Oaks had to play in bracket. We had to play in bracket. But, yeah, it's a blast, man. I'll always play Smash. But all right. Let's do this ranking.
Let's do this draft. We're going to do sweatiest mains throughout all the games. So throughout its history. So now every single game has a different character pool. Some of those characters have existed through all the games. Some of them are more new. Mm-hmm. So it'll probably lean towards some of the OGs, but that's fine. Oaks, you want to go first? Who's sweatiest? We'll do top three for each of us. Top three sweatiest and top three.
So are we going through like every game?
Yeah. Or? So you have to encompass them. Like if someone chooses Pit, that's Pit in everything from Brawl until Ultimate.
Okay. So I think for number one, I'll say it first is Fox.
Yeah. Of course. I was going to say
the same thing.
Of course. Like, Fox has always been known as like just one of the fastest characters in this game. Like once he touches you, it's pretty hard for you, like him to get, or for you to get you off of him. Like Fox will always be on you, like no matter what. Like that character is just, bro. Thinking about him just pisses me off.
I can see your blood pressure.
But he hates his character.
I main Fox. I used to be a Fox main in Melee. Like Fox was my first love. When I got into Smash 4, I was a Fox main. I was watching Shofu, bro. Fox was doing the double jab, and I was like, that's awesome. He used to have this combo. He would just press the A button two times, and he could just fucking kill you off of it. It was awesome. But nowadays, I hate Fox just because, bro, he's just so fast. Like, anything you want to do, he's there for you.
Colin?
My first pick would be Fox as well.
Okay, gotcha.
Should I pick
another one? No, you have to pick someone else. Yeah, draft
second
style.
Pick? Who?
Draft style.
Sweaty, dude. Second pick? I want to say Falco because, you know, they're similar vein.
Falco is sweaty.
They're similar vein, but I'm going to go with Falcon.
Falcon's pretty sweaty.
Falcon is so sweaty, and their player base.
Show me.
Bro, Falcon players are sweaty.
What do you mean?
Like, Okay, here's the thing.
Hold on.
Here,
if I
want to go.
To be fair, I'm not a good Falcon main.
I just want to preface this. I was a Falcon main in Smash 4. So when I started playing Smash 4, I mained Falcon. I switched to Pikachu later, but I used to main Falcon as well. And I still love playing Falcon. But here's the thing. Falcon players, they think they're so good.
They do.
They think they're so fine. Dude,
they think they're that nigga.
They really do. Dude, they hit their combo into knee, and they're like, I'm so good.
Oh,
they hit their true combo into knee, they're like, I'm so
good. They hit the same thing they hit on every single play, and they're like, God, I'm the best. I'm the best to ever do it, bro. Oh, my God. I'm just a god on the sticks, bro.
Another contender for mine was definitely Marth.
Dude, Marth. I was thinking Marth next.
But I have to pick Falcon.
Bro, Falcon, they be thinking they're so different.
Who are you going to pick?
I'm going to take Puff mains, honestly.
Dude, Puff, wait. That's another thing. Yes, that's so real. That's so real.
Every Puff main I've ever met is like, it's all good. And then they're just like, anytime they lose, they also lose their shit. They're also asked to do something about like, Jigglypuff is this small, fluffy Pokemon that he's like, oh, like there's an added level of disrespect when you just get slept on by. This is a sleep and then rest combo.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah?
Ridiculous,
dude. Yeah, Puff is. I hate that character in Melee, dude. I hate that character.
Oaks on you.
Okay, my next. I want to say Marth, but I don't want to just throw Marth out there, bro.
You could throw.
I mean, it's understandable.
Actually, I'm picking Falco, bro. I think Falco mains are so sweaty.
Even in Ultimate and Brawl,
bro.
In Ultimate and Brawl.
Not Smash 4. There's only been one game where Falco was bad. That was in Smash 4. His move, he was just really slow in that game. Falco's always been slow, but in that game, they did not give him nothing to cook with. But in Melee, he has the best projectile in the game, which is laser. Like he can just jump and spam that shit at you, and just for the whole fucking game, bro. He's just running around the stage and spamming laser, and like that's like his best neutral tool. He can start combos with it. He can reset opponents with it. He can just do everything with that move. And then if you go on a Brawl, like they changed his laser, so you can't like jump and fast fall this laser how you used to in Melee. But in this game, he can just shoot two lasers. He can just jump and shoot two lasers, one high, one low. And so it would just be a
wall. And he could chain grab.
And he could chain grab. So he would just grab you, down throw you, walk you across the stage, and just down air you and just kill you.
Call
and then Ultimate, the character now, he's just a cutscene monster. So he just like hits one up tilt, like one grab, and you're taking like 50-60%. And then
true
like
combo.
One more interaction, and then you die.
Mm-hmm. I would say next one, I'm going to say Marth.
No, it is Marth, bro.
I'm going to say Marth because I'm thinking across the games, right?
Dude, he's good in every game except Ultimate.
True. Genuinely. True. Yeah, he was really good in Melee. He's really good in Brawl. He was really good in Smash 4 after they buffed him.
Yes, sir.
And he's just kind of okay in Ultimate.
Yeah, but he's not even that bad.
Even the Marth mains in Ultimate,
they're still sweating.
They're still sweating.
They are, bro.
Like, Marth and Lucina, they still, and they also, Marth mains also think they're so good.
Oh my god, they'd like, they be glazing themselves so
they're like, bro, crazy, they're like, bro, I spaced it so the tip hit you and you died earlier. Dude, I'm so good. Dude, no, yeah, Marth is up there for sure. What's your next one, right?
I'll take Snake.
Oh yes!
That's a great one, Ryan!
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes, you cooked with that.
Grenades and RPGs are absolute bullshit.
It was so corny.
In Brawl, that was such bullcrap. Like, I had a buddy who was a Snake main, and, like, I'm not even going to name him because he's going to be this fuck that guy. No, I love him, bro.
That's a great answer.
That is a really good one.
Fuck Snake. He's not even playing Smash Bros. For real, bro. He's not even playing the game.
Let me lay my shit down.
Let me throw my shit down, bro. Let me pull my grenades, hit my shield. Oh, please hit me, bro. Please hit me so I can combo off this grenade. Oh, please hit me. No, bro. Fuck Snake.
No, I hate Snake and Ultimate so much, too, dude. He's just, like, still really good in that game.
He's
like,
so good, bro.
All his normals do, like, 20%. Like,
ugh. Disgustingly annoying in Brawl. I hated that shit. Dude, Oaks?
Up tilt. Oh my god. Okay, for my last. Bro, I kind of want to put the roster.
Yeah, I've got the rosters up, which has honestly made it a lot easier on me. I feel like I've already got my third pick in the draft if it doesn't. If one of you guys don't already steal it.
Dude.
I have one.
I mean, I'm also tempted to take someone else. I'm kind of... Are Captain Falcon mains that, like...
Dude.
Okay, what are you... Okay, okay.
No, if you're talking about Falcon, I can get into that. I won't get back into it.
I swear.
Dude, that's the thing with Smash is that every character has, like...
Bro, actually, I have my answer, bro.
What's your answer?
It's Sheik. It's actually...
Oh, dude, I didn't even think about Sheik!
I forgot about Sheik, bro.
And even in Ultimate Smash 4, they were sweaty!
Sweaty as fuck, bro! Oh, no.
So Sheik was the, like, ninja alter ego of Zelda from Ocarina of Time, yeah. And extremely fast, which was really, really important in that game.
Wow. Okay, so in Melee, if you meet a Sheik player... All they're fucking gonna do is sit by the fucking ledge, grab you, back throw you, grab the ledge, and just hit you till you die off stage.
Don't they have a whip too?
Bro, that whip is ass. We don't know about that.
It is bad. They do have a whip.
They have that shit. They hit you with the whip. Mewtwo can use a troll with that whip. But no, bro. All they do is want to throw you off the stage and edge guard you. And then you move on to Smash 4, or you move on to Brawl. Sheik was kind of mid, but in Smash 4, that character was so sweaty. She was. Before, like, all the DLC came out and, like, a few patches, like, she was the best character in that game for, like, a while, like, a good amount of time.
A decent amount of time in 3DS, for sure.
Yeah, for really? Sure.
And Diddy. Diddy.
Yeah, they ran, Sheik and Diddy ran that game in the early years.
Okay.
But, like, that character could just grab you, and she would have a 50-50, which is pretty much just, you have two options, you either pick air dodge, or you pick jump, and she can cover both of those, and it's just a guess. It's a guess for your life if you die, from one interaction. And she could set that up, like, three different ways. She would, like, two different throws and a forward tilt. She could just fucking kill you. So, that's how it was in Smash 4. And Ultimate, she's not as good as she was. That character's still really good, though. I think she's, like, a high-tier character. And she's also very sweaty. Like, she's been a character that always has, like, a lot of combos. Very technical. She can just cash out on a lot of damage. She's really good at edge guarding, but, like, she's just very light. And that's, like, her biggest weakness, just her being light.
Mm-hmm.
And her like, move's not doing a lot of damage, but it really doesn't matter.
My last one. You know, you might not like this one, Oaks.
That's fine, bro.
It's Cloud.
It's true.
It's Cloud.
That's what I was thinking about before Sheik. Yeah. It was Cloud.
Cloud. Yeah, if we didn't have Sheik on there, that would have been a travesty. But Cloud in Smash 4 and Ultimate.
No, they're sweaty as fuck.
He just has such... His moves are just so good. His back air is so safe.
His back air plays the game for him, bro. His back air is genuinely better than some characters' whole kits.
Literally. And especially in 4.
Literally.
Like, it's just fully safe. So, like, if you shield his back air, you can't do anything about it. You just have to eat it.
You're just like, okay, time to go back to eating more back airs. Dude. Neutral.
And so he could just sit there in back air, and you're just like, dude, what the hell?
And not to mention, like, in Smash 4 with Limit, bro, he would charge his... He would back air you, run away, charge his Limit. And then, when he gets Limit, in Ultimate, they changed it to where, like, his comeback mechanic, like, Limit, it goes away. Like, after 15 seconds... Like, and what Limit does, it gives all, like, it gives Cloud a speed buff, and it gives all of his special moves, like, a proper, like, just, like, a bigger property. So, like, it'd be, like, more flashy, more damage, more knockback. So, it's just, like, a super move. And so...
He pretty much charges a super. He literally his down charges a super. Is he's charging a meter. And once he hits the meter, he gets a speed buff, and he gets a weight buff.
Yeah.
And in Smash 4... And it buffs a one-time use of any of his special moves. So yes. It's up B, side B, down B, neutral B. They all have a buffed, almost like a super. And then once he uses it, his buffs go away, and then he has to recharge it. He also charges Limit by taking damage and doing damage?
Yeah, and doing damage.
So, yeah. In Smash 4, though, he could hold on to Limit forever. Yeah,
it didn't That's go away.
It didn't go away. So he could just...
Once you got it, you could just hold that shit forever.
So you would That's just be crazy. Faster and heavier, meaning that you would die later, and you were just faster. In Ultimate, they nerfed it to where after 15
yeah,
seconds...
Yeah, like 15 seconds.
After 15 seconds, it goes away naturally if you don't use
Worst
it.
Worst nerf ever. Why would you do that no, to him, it was, bro? Now they all just can't be.
It was necessary. It was necessary, but it yeah, Cloud, sweaty, bro. Sweaty.
Sweaty character. As fuck, bro. What's your last I'd be one, sweating Ryan? Crazy playing. Last I was a Cloud draft. Man,
I think I'd take Diddy Kong.
Dude, Diddy Kong, great pick.
That's a
Very
great pick.
Sweaty.
That's a great pick.
Sweaty and Brawl, PM, and Smash 4. Sweaty yeah. as fuck.
Really he has to work a little harder in Ultimate yeah, for it.
Bro, even in early Ultimate, actually, he was a lot worse of a character. Yeah. But in Ultimate, he had an infinite team, bro.
Diddy had a pseudo infinite for a while where he could.
The pyramid scheme.
It was called the pyramid. The pyramid scheme. They called it the pyramid scheme. Where he could. If you were on a platform, he could pull a banana, it would trip you, he could grab it, throw it again, throw it down, pull it again, and you would just get tripped forever and you couldn't get off.
In that cycle of being tripped on the
ground. And then he could up smash you and you would die. But like, it was really.
It was really hard.
It was really difficult to do, and like, to get you to kill percent, it would take. Like someone
more
would
than
it
six reps, like it's a lot, like
yeah. It was but really but it was a thing. They took it
and
out.
It was sweaty as fuck, bro. It was yeah. sweaty as fuck.
They took it out, but
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about chill people. Oaks, your first.
Oh,
again.
The chillest mains, dude. One. Okay, first chillest mains. I'll say Kirby. Outside yeah, of, outside okay, of 64, yeah. where that character is fucking broken.
That was going to be on my list.
Every Kirby main is super chill.
Because
like they don't. Yeah, Kirby's pretty ass in Smash.
Kirby's been
like,
pretty ass in
and
Smash.
So like most,
which
most,
is surprising because Masahiro Sakurai,
it's his baby.
Yeah, that's his baby. He made Kirby. He made and like Kirby. Even in like Kirby's like series, like Kirby's like really fucking strong.
Kirby's also the main like, character in Brawl.
Literally, and
Ultimate. He's the main character in Ultimate too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
But he's just dog shit. He's been good in one game, which was the first one, Smash 64. But in every other game, he's like pretty seen as one of the worst characters in the game.
That was going to be on
the
list, too.
Most Kirby mains like usually don't care that much about tournament results. Like they're kind of just there for the vibes. They're chilling. They're super homies. So shout out to Kirby mains.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Actually, I fucking hate Kirby. I fucking hate fighting that little bitch, bro. Kirby. I fucking hate Kirby.
I used to play Kirby in Ultimate.
I fucking hate Kirby, bro. I hate that little short bitch, bro. It's so hard to hit him. Oh my God.
Dude, I don't know my pick. I'm like trying to think.
No, I have to pick my next one. No.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, like go ahead.
I'll take Roy, actually. I feel like Roy has just been consistently mid throughout his
true.
Entire...
Roy, that's Roy true. Has been good in one game. This is his Roy's first time. He's like, yeah, I'm kind of good.
He's
now.
Good in Ultimate. He is good in Ultimate. Really? But he's still like not that good.
Yeah.
Like
He's like a high tier. He's definitely a high tier character.
Yeah. I would say Ultimate Roy mains are sweaty, but... For the entirety of Smash, I would say Roy mains are pretty chill because they had to struggle.
They had to struggle, bro.
Smash 4, he was bad. He was really bad at
bad,
Smash 4.
Dog.
Really?
Yeah. Oopie. And he was really bad in Melee, too.
Yeah. Very bad in Melee.
So I would say they're definitely chill. I'm trying to.
Dude, I need to pick my chillest main.
Dude,
bro.
Chill main is way harder.
You stole mine.
I did tell Kirby.
Fuck.
I got one.
All right, what are you cooking with?
This is a newer character that's only been in two games.
Okay.
Duck Hunt.
Really?
Duck Hunt.
Dude, I wish I could say Duck Hunt. Dude, every Duck Hunt I met is so sweaty.
Yeah. Jade!
I don't know.
Jade!
Dude, Jay's the homie, though. Jay is the super homie. Dude. Oh, Jay, bro.
Bro, who? What other Duck Hunt? Every Duck Hunt main that I know is a chiller.
Dude, there's a player named Adil back in the day at Purdue. Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember.
His Duck Hunt was so gory, bro. Oh, my God.
But just, like, he's not very good. Like,
he's not. He's some
like,
butt.
People who play Duck Hunt play Smash because they like Duck Hunt.
It's like, true, bro. They like his kid.
They don't think that he's good. They don't think that they're good. Like, they just like Duck Hunt. They like what he could do with the setups.
True. But, oh, bro, I look you have a good pick for Chillman, actually.
All right, what you got?
All right, my... actually, do I really want to give him the satisfaction? Dude, actually, I'm switching. No, fuck.
Who are you going
to say? Are you about to give Colin another one of his mains?
No, I was about to say Yoshi, but no, fuck Yoshi.
Oh, no.
Fuck Yoshi. Yoshi is now the new hotness after Amsa.
Bro, fuck Yoshi.
Dude, I hate Yoshi.
Fuck that T-Rex.
Dude, fuck that. This is actually hard.
No, I'm saying...
I got one.
I hate all of them.
I got a good one. I got a real good one.
I think I have a good one too.
What you cooking, Brady?
Can I go out of line?
Yeah, let's go out of line.
Ike!
Oh, dude, Ike mains are chill.
Ike mains are so chill, bro. Dude. Because he's like never been like. He's never been like good.
True. Right? Roger, chill.
Roger's the GOAT.
Raven King, chill.
Dude, me and Raven King at oh, shoot. What was that tournament I commentated at? In Fort Wayne, where Rivals 2 was. Shit. Scrubbed out. I can't remember. Smashwork? No. The Works?
Was it The Works? Was it the most recent
Yeah, it was The Works. Okay. Me and Raven King played Melee for like 2 hours.
Bro, y'all were just shooting the shit?
Yeah, dude. It was so fun, bro. It was so fun. Yeah, Ike mains are so chill.
They are.
And my girlfriend's Ike main.
Morty, chill. Real. I think they're chill.
Oh, I have another one.
I don't know. I'm going back and forth on what I want. Okay, I'm not going to pick this, but... No. We'll discuss after. I'm going to take...
Oh, actually, I have mine.
All right, yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay, my last one...
No, your first one.
Second one, right? Our second one for the chill mains. Yeah, it's DK. DK mains are very chill.
DK mains are chill. Shouts to Will.
Shoutouts to Will, bro. Like, even like...
Shout out to Crow.
Shout out to Brayden. Dude. Now, literally, all the DK mains are chill. Like, even like all the Melee players, like, there's just like bits in the stream that you see, like, Jean seems super chill, like, Wrangler, like, yeah, bro. Like, they all know that they play this big body fuck, and they just want to fucking cheese you, bro. They just want to get their grab and kill you. Like, they know they're playing a bad character. Like, he just wants one thing. Don't give it to him.
I'll take Wario.
Oreo.
I mean, I feel like...
Bro,
also,
shout out Sickle.
Yeah.
Shout out Sickle.
No one actually mains him, though, which I feel like is another thing.
Dude, there really are not that many.
Dude, there's not. At the start of Ultimate, Wario had mains, but bro, they all fell off.
Wario mains are actually super chill.
They are, bro.
Because they don't exist.
Tweak.
All right, do I have one more?
You have one more, Chief.
Okay, I have to pick between two. I'm going to ask you guys which one I should
pick. Is it going to be Ness or Lucas?
It was going to be between Lucas and Villager.
I was literally debating on whether Lucas or Ness mains were actually chill or not, and then I decided to take Wario instead.
Ness mains are chill too. Ness mains are chill too.
Two things about Ness mains: they're chill, they don't like butts.
They don't like what?
They don't like butts. Ness mains don't like butts.
All right.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's just stated. Ness mains don't like butts. All right. That's just true.
Damn, bro. I'll take it. Yeah, I'm going to say Lucas for my last one. I think Villager mains are really chill, too.
They are.
But, like, think about the Lucas mains in Indiana. Chill. You remember Angus Deluxe from Bloomington?
I do remember
Angus. Shouts to Angus, bro.
Not the Ang.
I haven't seen that motherfucker in years. Buju Magoo. You know Buju?
Bro, I remember hearing real.
That's his tag. Smash tags are crazy.
I should talk about tags. In Melee, at least, it was only four letters long. So you had to create a name with four letters.
Yeah, which, weirdly enough, those were the in-game names.
Those are in-game names. So, like, people would have longer tags, but, like, your in-game tag had to be four.
I was always Fella. So, H-E-F-E-L-A.
Bro,
became F-E-L-L-A once... Brawl became a thing.
Yeah,
I've gone through so many in-game tags.
My Smash tag is Prod, and it's because all my other gaming usernames were Prodigy,
So you're just prod.
And so when I played Melee, I just put in prod. So yeah. I stayed prod.
Now for me, dude, when I was trying to get into Smash, I was trying to cook a name for so long, bro. I had nothing. I went through so many fucking names trying to find one that sticks. And I was like, bro, fuck it. I'm going to just pick my middle name and throw an S on the end of that bitch. So I landed on Oaks for mine.
There you go.
But yeah, I don't even call him his real name.
Yeah.
No, real. I never call him Colin.
And I've never called you anything but Oaks, actually.
Yeah.
Do you even know his real name?
No, I don't Sam. Know your real name.
His real name is Sam. Name. Dude, sometimes...
The government is Samuel.
Dude, yeah. Sometimes his girlfriend will be talking about him, and I'm like, dude, who the fuck is Sam? And she only calls me Brock.
She only calls him Colin. She calls him Brock.
Dude, I've never heard his girlfriend call me Colin.
His girlfriend, Naya, she calls me really? Oaks, too.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
All right, that's just how it goes.
Dude, my girlfriend calls me Prod. Because that's all Faith calls me. And that's like all you call me.
Literally. All you hear is Prod. Danny and Monty, they hit the Prod too.
No, yeah. I'd never call Monty's real name.
Oaks, we're missing your last chill.
Oh, my last chill. Okay, I'm cooking this real quick.
You've got Kirby and DK right now. And if you don't say Ness, I'm just going to end up taking Ness. Because I had almost taken one.
I won't be saying Ness.
Okay, I'll take Ness, yeah. Which is, Ness and Lucas have almost the exact same kit.
Yeah, they have very similar.
They have extremely similar kits and recoveries. So, which is why there is that little back and forth between.
You could pick my backup, Oaks.
Who's your backup?
Villager.
Bro, Villager makes Arc chill. They are. Or the Chico's just pick any big heavy main. They're all chill. All the heavy mains are chill.
Bro, they are chill.
Say DDD, so I just get a little...
No, I wasn't saying... No, literally, when I was thinking of heavy mains, so I was looking at DDD.
I was thinking of DDD.
I'll put DDD. Hell yeah, bro. DDD mains have always been chill. Shout out GOG, bro. God bless, bro.
Shout out to GOG. GOG used to... Dude, GOG used to take the kids to tournaments, bro.
Bro,
GOG, if it wasn't for GOG, I don't think Jesse would have been as good at Smash 4.
No, literally, bro. Putting the Smashers on his back, real shit.
Our buddies Jesse and Percy were some of the best players in the state.
Yeah, best players in Indiana. They both hit number one.
Yeah, they were both number one at some point in Smash 4's lifespan. Yeah, and they were kids, bro.
They were kids. Like, high schoolers, bro.
High school, like 15, 16 years old.
They're fucking gaming.
When was this? Back in like 2012?
This is during Smash 4.
So like 2015, 2016.
Okay, gotcha.
Around that time period. But, yeah, dude. No. Smashington.
Anything else we want to lead with? This has been a good pod, honestly.
No, dude, this is awesome.
Levels are probably a little bit insane,
yeah,
but that's
it's
true.
It's true. Sorry. We get passionate.
Yeah, exactly. No, nothing wrong with that.
No, this is love of the game, bro.
It's for the love of the game.
This is awesome, right? I hope you learned some stuff, too.
Oh, no, I definitely did.
Yeah, like, because...
I had a blast. I'll probably have you guys on for something or other. Maybe just another Smash pod. Who knows?
Dude, that'd be sick. I would love that. I would love to do
another one. Hopefully, the next time, we'll get the rest of the boys on there, too.
For real.
To get a lot more insight.
Yeah, for real. Get a lot, dude. I know Monty would not be happy with this list.
No, he would not.
Monty, if you're listening, just say things in the comments.
And I know Percy and Gromp would not like the chill list.
They would not. They would.
But
not
I don't know. Good. I don't know what they would say.
I'm saying, bro. They're some of the lamest motherfuckers, bro.
I'm saying. But yeah, dude, this is awesome, Ryan. Thank you, bro.
Oaks, no, Colin.
Thanks for having us on, bro.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
If you've got any questions, comments, or insults, leave them at RyanReviewsTheUniverse@Instagram or at our Gmail. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good shit, boys.
Dude, hell yeah.
That's a wrap. I gotta pee.